Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Let's fit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what's clever. Bars are not real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Dota Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists, whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish it out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks. This your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with the homie straight from Louisville, KY, Dope Fresh to Dawn. Now, welcome to our show, Unscripted Network. You could talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the rap. Since you ain't got no bars, you ain't got no business rapping. Real talk. With that being said, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts when I'm not in Facebook jail, as I am in right now. You can find me on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl, H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram at C.Hicks with C._Hicks. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter, if that makes sense. Now, the big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh to Dawn out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. And that ain't just law, it's black law, rebel music. So, talk to him, Dope.
Yo, yo, what's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Dawn on the check-in, man. Blessed to be alive, to be able to see another day, and to be able to do another show with y'all. Hey, free my man C. Hicks on Facebook, man. They got him locked down again, man. This dude, hey, this is why he's the un, and I'm the scripted. I try to keep it scripted, but, hey, sometimes we C. Hicks be uncaged. He like an uncaged animal, man. He be wild on that motherfucker. So, hey, man, Facebook hating, though, because it be a lot more wilder shit being posted on that platform and people that don't get blocked and shit. So, hey, free my nigga C. Hicks on Facebook, but get at him. Y'all heard him in the introduction, man. Get at him on IG. We still keeping this thing rolling, man. With that being said, C. Hicks, let him know who we got coming on tonight.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to be unscripting the Red Bone Beauty, you dig? And I put an emphasis on Red Bone Beauty because, though you're dark skin, and I be peeping your bias towards us lighter-hued folk. You know what I mean? We don't appreciate that. You know, that's just coming from my light-skinned viewpoint, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're going to unscript the Red Bone Beauty, Adrian L., you know what I mean, Cunningham. You know what I mean? Cunningham. You know, because I'm pretty sure, you know, she's a cunning linguist. You know what I mean? Well, a writer, if I will. You know what I mean? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get off all that, man. I'm going to unscript the Red Bone Beauty. So, I hope I'm saying your name right. I hope it's Adrian and not Adrienne. I hope I'm saying it right. But correct me if I'm wrong. Redbone Beauty, you are unscripted. Give us some of that beautiful wordplay.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, yes, you're saying my name right. Thank you.
Okay.
You're probably the first person to ever say my name right, so I appreciate that.
Oh, you know, and the way you said that just leads me to believe that, you know, that we connected on a red bone, you know, level. You know what I mean? Doe and them ain't gonna understand that. Doe is not gonna understand that.
Oh my God.
Nah, I'm just saying, look, this is something we gotta understand. You gotta keep it understood, you know what I mean? We vibing already. If I pronounce your name right, I'm telling you, you know, we on a whole different standard. That the dark skin hue is not gonna understand. The darker hue is not gonna understand. But we're gonna forgive them for that, all right?
That's a first, because I mean my name is pronounced the way it's spelled, but I get Adriana. I don't have an A at the end of my name. Andrea. All kinds of, you know. So I appreciate that. So thank you so much.
No, it's all love. You ain't got to appreciate that. You know, I appreciate you more for, you know, telling me that I got it right. I'm smiling like hell, you know what I mean? And then, you know, a lot of dudes especially would think just because you're a female, it will be Adriana. It will have the A to it, you know what I mean? Adriana, Adrienne, something like that. You know what I mean? That's why I just wanted to make sure I was saying it right, because I already knew as a lighter-hued person that me and you are, so we can. I already knew I was saying it right. You know what I mean?
Much love for the yellow people in the room.
Yes, much love. Much love.
We always receive it.
I'm trying to tell them. I've been trying to tell them that since we started this. Though, I mean, it's one show we were talking about the light skin and the dark skin thing, and Doe got his whole bunch of dark skin people call in and down me. And I was about to end this joint. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
but you know what?
Let me pause you real quick now. As far as on the male standpoint, y'all are kind of, it depends on what's going on. But, you know, the red bone females, we're 365 days. Life dudes, you know, sometimes, I mean, you got a couple of people that kind of represent for you all. You know, you got R.I.P. Nip. We love him. R.I.P. You know, you got Breezy when he's not, you know, busting people up or whatever he's got going on. You know, it just depends. You got Drake every now and then, you know, but the dark skinned brothers, much love to the dark skinned brothers. I love y'all to death.
Thank you. Thank you.
I accept that on
behalf of all dark skinned cats, man. We definitely appreciate that. And let me go ahead and say this. Me and her, we vibing on a whole different level, because, you know, I read that you from KY, so you're a Kentucky girl.
859, holla.
Now, we ain't vibing
eight,
on that. I'm 502, but we still rocking, though. We rocking.
No. Okay, I deal with Louisville. I'm going to pronounce it the way the white people pronounce it. Louisville.
I was
going to
say, you ain't saying it right.
We call it Louisville.
Louisville, there you go.
Where I'm from, it's Louisville, not Louisville.
Right.
You know, you got Bryson Tiller. You got the late and always great Muhammad Ali. First and foremost, but when it comes to sports, you're gonna have to leave it in Lexington, Kentucky, with the UK Wildcats all day, every day. Championship, award-winning, most talked about, undisputed. Thanks to Ray Pitino, that y'all, you know what I'm saying, just had to have.
I was gonna get unscripted and go in a little bit on the Wildcats, but you know what? It's about you and it's about your book.
I mean, before we get too far off track, but yeah.
don't want to get too far off track, but we definitely we welcome you to the show, man. We appreciate you being on with us. So before we get started, or to get started on the interview, you know, let people know a little bit about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like they know you from Lexington, Kentucky now, but let them know, you know, how you got your start in writing and just, you know, bring them up to speed.
Okay. Well, I've been writing since I was yay high. I've always loved to read. It's always been a passion of mine to, you know, write, tell stories, you know, relate just to people in general. I think, you know, some writers, you know, stick to the script and write about a lot of the same things, but it's all in your approach. Because, you know, 10 people could write the same kind of books, but not all of those books are going to touch, you know, everybody. It's all in your style. It's all in the way your characters come through, the way they're tied together. And hopefully, you know, there's a moral behind it. That's what I always try to do in my books. Like, there's always a moral to the story. Sometimes. I mean, in life, you never know. It's day to day. But if you're going to write a book, for me, my books always have a moral to the story.
Damn, I didn't know Lexington girls had morals.
I'm just
messing with y'all. I'm just playing.
And y'all sitting here shooting people up in Kroger's parking lots in Louisville, and we gonna go that way. Okay.
Wow.
All right, I'm gonna stop.
That's why I haven't been in Louisville for 20 years for stuff like that right there. I don't even go that way.
And you know what?
Don't even go that way.
Lexington cool with me, though. All jokes aside, man. I had one of my exes from Lexington. I got fam. I got people, you know what I'm saying, that you know, that I'm real close to. They from Lexington, and you know, it's small. Lexington's small, like Louisville. Like, it ain't small, but it is. Everybody know everybody. So we probably even know some of the same people.
Unfortunately,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we like
just
that, though.
Want to be here, but I don't, you know. I like Alabama a lot better.
What's that? Is Alabama like your second home to you or something?
Yeah, well, my dad's side of the family is from Alabama, and then my mom's from Kentucky. So I just kind of back and forth. But cost of living and all that is way better in Alabama. Kentucky, oh my God, like Commonwealth State, forget
right.
about it.
Right.
Oh man.
But we definitely appreciate you said, you know, you have a moral in your story, man, because some of these authors, man, it just be like, you don't need to be knowing where the hell they going with what they write. It's almost like we was talking about this the other night. We had interviewed another author, and, you know, you got authors that put out books like literally every week. Like, so that's, I'll say my first question to you is like, what do you think of that? Like, do you think the game is like oversaturated with, you know, like how do you stand out and not get caught up? Like, I feel pressured, like, damn, I need to release more books and more books. Cause you know, certain authors are putting out books like every week or every 2 weeks. How you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I can't really speak for everybody, but I think that, you know, I'm blessed to be, you know, a part of a publishing company. I'm just going to throw it out there. Raquel Williams Presents. Much love to Raquel. I love you, boo. You know, she's, when you're consistent and she knows that you're dedicated and you're a team player, she's not going to be, she's not the type of publisher that's just like, okay, you know, every week you need to have something, because she knows when you come out, you're coming out. You know what I'm saying? And then you have some publishers that are just like, you know, get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter what it is. Just get it out. So you have the quality, and then some people focus on the quantity. And just because you have quantity doesn't mean it's going to sell. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just varies on, you know, I can't really speak for everybody, but as far as who I deal with, we like you know, quality. I'm also going to give a shout out to Leo Sullivan Presents also, because I deal with that wonderful brand as well. You know, quality. Quantity,
right.
I mean, you could have 100 books, but out of those 100, like, what do you really have? I'd rather have 10 great books versus 100 books where I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to read past the first chapter probably.
Pure dumpster juice.
Okay.
Right.
No. And so. You know what we call that? What we call that, though?
We call that,
we call,
you know,
that,
you heard the term mumble rap, Miss Adrian?
That's pretty much all the rap in the last 10 years.
So, well, we call that mumble writing. You know, authors that just throw out anything just to say they have a book published. You know what I'm saying? The book doesn't, and it's not good. So it's the same thing in as far as the literary world. You got mumble writers, just like you got mumble rap. And don't say all. I feel where you're coming from.
I'm not going to say all,
but not
but
all
I
rap.
Mean, it's so washed up now to the point where I don't even, and I used to think that I knew hip-hop and I knew what rap was. And now I'm just like, I don't know what is going on, like. It's like Tupac dad and Biggie dad and Pimp C dad, and, you know, everybody else just kind of went, woo, I don't know what's going on. Like, what happened?
Nah, we feel you. We feel you. The majority of the mainstream shit that they play on the radio that they really try to shove down people's throat. Yep, trash. I agree.
Garbage. It's remixed of everybody else's stuff. Like, if I hear one more, you know, verse coming from Nas, coming from Scarface, coming from Biggie, Tupac, or just real, what I consider real rappers, I'm just going to pull my hairs out from the root because I'm sick of it. Like, get your own style, own verse. I mean, there's some good people. Like, I love Kevin Gates. Matter of fact, Kevin Gates is going to be in Lexington, Kentucky this weekend. Throw that out. But,
She's still taking shots.
Throw that out.
Okay.
You know, we get people like Drake and, you know, Jay-Z, and, you know, people come see the Wildcats play, you know, all the time.
I will say that. Y'all get the A-list celebrities. They skip Louisville. They go straight to Lexington, the Drakes and Jay-Z's and Beyonce's. So, you know, but you know, it's because it's safer. Y'all safer, more wholesome city up there.
Well,
you know what
would you? Where would you rather be?
Yes,
do you want to worry about the KKK showing up at Kroger's, or do you just want to deal with Big Blue Nation Go Cats? I think
Lord,
I'm gonna stick with Big Blue Nation Go Cats. That's what I'm gonna do.
Don't get on the KKK because y'all got us beat.
No. The headquarters is in Louisville, not Lexington.
You might want
to check that out.
The team you rooting for, that is a man, they built on man Rupp, who that arena's named after.
Okay.
That dude is racist.
And
shit.
Let me speak on that real quick. Adolph Rupp felt like, this is some historical stuff, and this is why I will always root for the UK Wildcats. Rupp felt that there was no way that a black person or black people could ever play an all-white basketball team. Let me tell you something real quick, Rupp, while you're moldy and nasty and rotten right now. You could win a game in Louisville, Lexington, or nationwide without who?
One of us. You couldn't even sell a ticket without one of us.
So you know what? I'm going to say go Big Blue. I hope you're rolling around in that mausoleum where you're at, because he's buried right actually, where I stay, I could probably, you know, walk to where he's buried at. And my aunt is, like, diagonal from him in a mausoleum and throw him the middle finger if I wanted to.
Oh, please
so
do that.
I'm going to always
do it for me.
Root for the Wildcats because, you know what, without us, there would be no Wildcats. So, therefore, I'm always going to be true blue because we made a liar out of him and anybody else that said that we can't play.
That's
so
true.
That's my argument right there. When you tell me I can't, oh, I will, and I'm going to show you why I'm the best at it. So
hey,
that's why I'm going to root for the Cats.
Can't argue with that. Hey, I was just letting you know, though. You know, you throwing that KKK stuff out there.
I'm
like, hey,
I
hope you know the origin. Hope you know
so
the origin
of
that.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm from, of course, you know, that's like bred into you at a young age, so of course you're going to know that. But, I mean, I'm always, I tatted on my arm all day, every day, go Cats. Because you could be, you wouldn't even sell a seat, ticket, nothing without one of us.
Facts.
Point blank, period.
That's facts. That's fact. Hey, you know what? And that's sports, the major three sports everywhere. We dominate. You know what I'm saying? Basketball, football.
We dominating golf. We playing
golf,
hockey
everything.
Now. Tennis.
Hey.
The Williams sisters got it on lock in tennis. But we ain't we got to get back to you, to your interview.
Yeah.
You so cool though. Nah, it ain't no knock on you. You cool. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing, man. We'll chop it up all day. Me and you, we'll talk some Kentucky shit, and see Hicks would be just hang up. He'd be lost.
Yeah, he's lost in sauce. He don't even know what's going on right now.
Yeah.
But let's talk. Let's talk about your most current book that you got out right now that you're promoting. You know what I'm saying? Let us know a little bit about it.
Okay. So this book was a little different compared to my usual books because my usual books is the story is being told just from one character throughout the whole book. And this one I did kind of like a series of characters. So you had like Nova, you have her, she's a struggling single mom / I had to drop out of school because, you know, my mother passed away. My dad has a, you know, drinking / depression situation. I have a younger brother that I have to think about. Then, you know, I got pregnant, have a baby. So she has a lot of pressures on her, so she had a lot to take on. And, you know, her baby daddy got offered a scholarship out of state, and he's also bisexual. Just going to say that. But
if you read
the book, it won't really come into full flavor until part two. But anyway, that's just a little slice of it. Then you have Montez, who is love interest, but his backstory is basically, you know, good upbringing. He's the only boy in the family. He's got a lot of sisters. Falls in love with an exchange student, you know. At age 15, he's thrust into parenthood. The girl leaves him with the baby, goes back to the country she's originally from. So he's got to deal with that. So basically, he's a kid, you know, a kid with a kid, like really a kid, like 15. I couldn't even imagine, you know, but people do it every day. But I just, you know, so there's that. And then the third character, Marvin, he's, you know, military, falls in love with a chick that's working at the VA, and, you know, she seems cool, but then after he marries her and starts having kids with her, it kind of duds out, and, you know, he gets kind of restless, wants to retire, and he's got, like, a lot of money, but doesn't really know what to do with it, but he likes to see women shake their ass, so his brother's like, man, why don't you open up a strip club? Okay. And you know how some older guys are, you know, they get lonely or they feel unappreciated at home. So who they gonna run to? The young,
hey,
attractive, you know, ladies. Even though
yep,
they just want the money, to them they'd rather have some attention than no attention at all.
Right.
And as we know, that doesn't usually work out good for anybody. But that's how it goes.
Hey, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it definitely sounds interesting.
Hell yeah, you know what I mean? I'm going to break away from the normal routine of how we do this, and I'm going to ask Doe to ask my question because I didn't like the way you downed those light-skinned dudes. I don't think you're light-skinned for real. But, no.
I didn't down y'all. I was just, now hold on, wait a minute. Let me just pause real quick in case any light-skinned dude calls in. Let me just clear up something. I'm not saying that there is anything wrong with light-skinned men because I love Drake. I love Chris Breezy. Actually, my favorite group, Jagged Edge, the light-skinned twins, Brandon and Brian. I wish somebody would say something about Brian, period. Like, that's a no-go. No. Period. But what I'm saying is just, you know, the dark-skinned dudes just always seem to have, you know, they just have their way. It's not just me. It's not like I'm the only one sitting here saying it. It's just facts. Like, for some reason, light-skinned dudes always get the seasonal pass. I don't know. Maybe I need to start a million-man light-skinned march to do something. I don't know. What needs
right
to happen.
Right there in C-Hicks hometown, D.C., right there.
Okay.
Y'all need
there
that.
You go. There, I don't know.
Well,
then you got Ryan from Black Ink Crew, Chicago. He's dope. I mean, y'all got a lot of people coming through. I don't know. But for some reason, y'all just get the seasonal pass. I don't know why. Maybe women need to call in and clear it up. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
But for you, in your personal opinion, let's just keep it real, Adrian. It's just something about them dark skin cats, ain't it? Just
dark
keep it real.
Skin, milk, chocolatey. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying you got to be Kunta Kinte. Like, I can't see you, you know, in the dark. But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't make the rules. I don't know what it is.
All right.
I'm sorry I said anything about it. Now you're making me feel bad. Like I said,
I doubt I'm making you feel as bad as you just made me feel again. So therefore, I'm still gonna ask Doe to ask my question. So Doe, can you please ask Adriana? You know what I mean? Can you please ask Adriana, you know, what does she not like most about the literary industry, you know, since she's been in for the 5 years she's been in? Can you please answer that, though?
Hey, Adrian, you heard the question, and, you know, don't worry about it because it's typical light skinned nigga shit getting in his feelings.
See,
you know
there you go.
This is why.
Oh my
god. This is why she like the dark skinned dude. We don't be getting in our feelings like that.
Oh my goodness.
Why do some, like, I ain't gonna say all, some light skinned dudes get real sensitive about stuff? Like, what? Can we talk about that for a second?
Oh my goodness. Though, do you know the blog police number? Because this is like starting to come off as, you know, harassment, like terrorism. It's almost like terrorism. This is crazy, man. But you heard the question that Doe, you heard the question that was, you know, proposed to Doe to ask you, but Doe says he's a dark skinned dude, he's being hard headed, like most dark skinned dudes are.
Oh,
you know, what would be the thing that you most dislike about the industry, you know, your 5 years in?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, keep in mind, this is unscripted, so no fucks given, please. No fucks given. Just say it. Put it out there.
Yeah, but you can't really say that because, you know, as an author and a person that deals with other authors and readers, you kind of have to be, you have to have a level of respect. You can't just be unfiltered like that because then it becomes, you know, kind of like you with your light-skinnedness real quick.
Oh.
People are sensitive about things,
oh,
you know, so you don't want to offend everyone purposely.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The way you offended me.
So,
you don't want to offend everybody else the way
well,
you offended me.
But,
I understand.
But you were offended for no reason. Like, that's in the amendment. Like, you know, freedom of speech. You know, you can make a choice if you want to. Like, I know a lot of women that only talk to light-skinned dudes will not talk to anybody darker than me. Purposely. Because they want their kids. Because they think their kids going to have good wavy hair. And then it come out like a Brillo pad anyway, and they mad. But that's a whole nother topic. But anyway, I'm just going to say some of the things I don't like is how some authors, you know, they'll have books that come out, and, you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, can you support this, 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 and this? And me, whether you're a part of my team or not, I'm always, you know, going to support people because I want to be supported, whether they do it or not. That's just me. I like to see people shine. You know, I'm not going to hate on, here they come with another book. Oh, my God. Here, getting on my timeline. Da, 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 da. But when it comes time for yours to come out, it's like cricket sometimes. Like, oh, okay. Okay. But I'm not going to get in your inbox and be like, oh, really? You couldn't share anything or, you know, purchase anything or whatever. But it's just kind of like, just like real life. And it's a lot of black-on-black situation going on. And sometimes not. But it just seems like to me the thing that I like the least is just everybody don't really support everybody like I feel like they could or they should. That's the nicest way for me to put it. That's the nicest, not in my feelings or not on anybody else's feelings way that I can put it. It's
okay.
Sometimes it can be 40, 60, 30, 70 with people.
I understand that, really. You know, that come from both sides, the hip-hop side. This is come with support, period. You know what I mean? I understand what
yeah.
you're saying. You know what I mean? So, though, can you ask Ms. A? You know, I'm going to go ahead and ask.
Oh,
I think,
my God.
No,
now we
I,
can't
I
even I'm, ask questions because it is.
No, I think I'm over it now. You know what I mean? And before I even ask this question, I just want to say, you know, I heard through the grapevine that Doe is not really from Louisville. He's actually from Hopkinsville, Louisiana. I mean, not Louisiana, Hopkinsville.
Louisiana.
Wow.
Yeah, Hopkinsville,
okay, well,
Kentucky.
I used to live by Hopkinsville. I used to live in Oak Grove, Kentucky, which is right down the street, literally, from Hopkinsville. So, which is right by Clarksville, Tennessee. And for some reason, Clarksville and Hopkinsville people don't get along. I don't know what that is, but Hopkinsville is like a big circle. Like, you just...
I've never lived in Hopkinsville, and I've never been there. But shout out to Hopkinsville, because I do got a partner that just came to Louisville from there. You know what I'm saying? But C. Hicks, he always got trying to throw some salt, man. Trying to throw some shit.
I mean, Hopkinsville is straight. It's
yeah, it ain't. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I never been there. I don't know nothing about Hopkinsville.
Well, how
you know
did you derive that he is from Hopkinsville? Like, where did that? Where did that come from?
Honestly, you know,
because he was about to say light skinned. He was about to do it.
You know, being the part of Unscripted, you know, I just send over here and type in cities of Louisville. I mean, cities in Kentucky, and I looked through the funniest name city, and the first one popped up was
Hopkinsville. That was the funniest name that you found?
I mean, out of the 10 ones that I see, you know what I mean? I see Elizabethtown. I couldn't pronounce. I don't know.
Have you ever watched the show called Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes, ma'am.
Hazzard, Kentucky?
Oh,
I
thought they was from Alabama.
No. That's Kentucky.
Oh, I
all day. See? Did you know Keith
Sweat's
from Kentucky?
Well, I didn't know, but now that you say it, he always begging and crying like some Kentucky niggas do. So I understand
Oh, Lord, you really? Okay, I'm about to give you a high five long distance from that. I'm about to give you a standing ovation on
here
that.
Here y'all
one.
Go.
Woo! Crying, begging, falling.
Now y'all back. Now I guess now y'all back vibing now.
Yes.
Matter of fact, but, he's from Lexington, Kentucky. So now I got to deal with that. Yeah, you can't put that on Louisville or Hopkinsville.
Okay. Oh, yeah, where Doe from.
So,
but
there
look,
you go.
All right. This is normally a question that Doe asks, you know, which I already found, you know, a good question. You know, so what do you find harder, you know, with your book writing? You know what I mean? Do you find writing the book harder or promoting the book? You know, which do you find the hardest?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Well, with the current job that I have right now, I guess I would say it's kind of harder to write it than promote it because I have great promotion. I want to give a shout-out to Nika Bellamy. I want to give a shout-out to my baby sis, Rashonda Lene, who's probably listening in because she said she was, and if she's not, I'm going to call her after the show and cuss her out, and she knows I will.
Okay.
Great promoters. I mean, they will promote 24/7. You don't have to ask them. You don't have to think about it. They're promoting. So promotion is never an issue. Plus, my pen sisters, they promote constantly. Don't have to worry about that. So I guess just the schedule that I work. So it's kind of hard to write as much as I want to.
Well, that's a different answer usually, because usually most authors say it's harder to promote just for the fact that, you know, people just, you know, you share it on Facebook and you got so many authors out there, like, so they feel like it's hard to promote, you know, you in groups or whatever, but you saying it's harder for you to write because of the job you have. So, you know, that's a different answer,
hours.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I work 12 myself, so I already know I work four 12s, 48 hours
eight
a week, sometimes more than that. Oh, well,
damn,
yeah,
I clocked 113 hours this pay period.
Beast.
Damn, God, can I buy $5? What the hell is going on right here?
That's that Kentucky shit. You just stay where, okay, D.C., stay where you at.
The disrespect on Unscripted Day. Wow. What's going on, man? But go ahead, though.
Now, I was going to say, you sound like you get, from the people you just shouted out, you seem like you get pretty good support from your, you know, like your circle or whatever. Like, would you say that since you become an author, you know what I'm saying, do you feel like the people that you expected to support you have been, or do you feel like you get more support from, like, strangers, people that don't know you? Like, do you feel like your family and your close friends give you that support that you feel like you really need? Make sure, like
now
Phil said, it's unscripted. Keep it real.
We about to strike a nerve real quick.
You don't already struck three nerves.
Let me try to But see, that wasn't even. Anyway, so I'm just gonna say it like this, and this is gonna be all the way Andre 3000 with it. I feel like I've been really disappointed in the past, and I think it was, you know, when I first started. Now it just kind of rolls off my back, but I kind of, you know, leaned away from looking for support from, I'm going to say, family. Well, blood relatives, family, not all, but some, because I feel like they could have been a little more supportive than what they were. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're up, and everybody's like, oh, okay, you know, but you see little envious type of stuff, like, you know, you post something, but you see where they done looked at it, but they don't like it, and they don't share it, and all that type of stuff, and then you get people that, you know, you don't really know all that well that'll review your book and share it, and, oh, yeah, oh, you didn't know your cousin was doing this, and, oh, yeah, I read all her books, and all this type of stuff, you know, it makes you feel some type of way. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Understood.
And you got to kind of have that mindset, man, to elaborate on that a little bit, because, you know, we all feel it sometimes. Like, you know, me and C. Hicks, we both artists. C. Hicks is the author, too, as well. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. Sometimes he just don't, like you said, you get the support from strangers, people you had no idea even knew who the hell you was, and they like, oh, man, you dope, this and that. And the people that's, you know, you interact with on a daily basis, they damn near just
ain't
don't even
read,
acknowledge what
page,
you're doing.
Not yep. even past the acknowledgments, and you put them in the acknowledgments, and that's as far as they read anything that you wrote.
Wow.
I'm talking about, because the titles on my earlier books had Adrian Cunningham on it. So, you know, and I'm not I'm not even going to really bash the Cunninghams, because I have a lot of cousins. Matter of fact, I have aunts that are in their 70s that have read my books. And I do urban lit. So, you know, I cuss and I, you know, bitches and all that type of stuff. And they're in their 70s and they've read my books. And they can quote stuff like word for word, read my books. And they're in their 70s. And it's not because they read urban lit. It's because I'm their niece or I'm related to them, and they feel, you know, proud enough or have enough love for me to purchase my books and read them and be like, you know, yeah, my niece wrote, she wrote this, or she does this, or she does that. Then, you know, I may have relatives or supposed friends, I'm going to say that, vaguely, that couldn't tell you not two words that I've written. They know I write, but they couldn't comment on nothing I ever wrote.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they trip and fall, you know, they expect you to be there to try to help them get up type stuff.
Uh-huh.
But,
right.
You know, like I said, just let it roll off your back. Keep it moving.
That's all you
it
can
is
do.
What it is.
Cause if you focus too much energy on that, then it'll really piss you off. You'll get frustrated and throw you off your game. So you just got to keep on doing you. You know what I'm saying? The people that appreciate you, appreciate you, appreciate them.
And I deal with it a lot. Like, I've been frustrated about a lot of stuff, you know, in regards to that. But you get a lot of readers. Like, I did a series. It was called Real Bitches Don't Fold 1, 2, and 3. And it was all based on different types of abuse, like physical, mental, emotional abuse. And it's all tied together. I'm not going to try to get into it, you know, all available on Amazon, but all three of these books have different main characters, but when I tell you it's all tied together and it flows, like, you're not going to be going, oh, what is she talking about here? Well, this doesn't relate to this. Like, when book one ends, book two picks up, and you like, boom, I got it. Two ends, three picks up, you got it. You're not lost. Nowhere. And it's different forms of abuse that these women have gone through. And I've had people inbox me that I've never met, don't know them from Adam, and they're just like, you understood me. You don't know me, but you got me. And I appreciate what you wrote, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm going to check out some of your other books because I love that series so much.
That's
so,
what's up, all right?
When there was there were times when I was just like, I just don't even want to write no more. I'm just,
just don't
feel like it. Stuff like that changes your whole mindset.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to let C. Hicks ask you something. I want to ask you, you know, because you said that book series is called Real Bitches Don't Fold, and you said it all ties together, and you said that they all experience different types of abuse. Now, let me ask you this. I know you're a writer, and I know that a lot of it is fiction, but do you ever
some
put, like, your personal experiences from life, you know what I'm saying, into your writing and just, you know, maybe change the people's
in
names that you write about?
Every single book has something about me in it.
That's what's up.
Every single book. I don't miss one.
Wait.
So it's fiction, but it's therapeutic at the same time.
So for everybody listening, if you purchase a book from Miss Adrienne Cunningham, you are getting some realness in it. You get a piece of her. You know what I'm saying? You may not know what part is, but just know it's not just all made up, just some fictional story. Like, it's fiction, but it's real at the same time, coming from a real place.
Yep, it definitely is. And I'm also, and side note, I'm doing an autobiography, not of me, because – you know, I just can't. But I'm doing an autobiography on my best friend, who is the greatest, I'm going to say greatest guy that I think I will probably ever run across. He's also, I wish he could get on Unscripted and y'all could interview him, because I think that would be an awesome show. But I'm doing his autobiography. He actually has, like, a soundtrack for the autobiography. I wish I could play the song, but I'm not going to, because if he calls in, he's probably going to be mad because I even brought it up. But whatever. This
Miss Cunningham.
When I tell you that this is going to be epic, this is going to be epic. Okay?
Okay, and you know what else? You know what else will be epic? If he comes on here and we get him on here, we unscript him. you already know what it is. Bring him on.
I told him to call, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying, if that's going to happen. And I'm probably going to get, if he's listening, I'm probably going to get chewed out later, but it is what it is. You know, I love and all that, but I just had to give that shout out because what I'm telling you is it's going to be some oohs, some ahs, some. No, he didn't. No, she didn't. I'm telling you.
Okay.
This
well, you know, check this out, right? Okay. Oh, that's all I can say. Whew. But we know we do have a caller on here, right? And what I want to do, I want to ask you this quick question. You know about this. When I made you that fly, you know, the book in it is called, you know, I believe it's Loving a Female Hitter. Loving on a Female Hitter. Now, I hear hitter a lot, you know, when it comes to titles. And when I think of hitter, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, either a gangbanger, drug dealer, shooter, something like that. But I've never heard of female hitter. So when it comes to female hitter, is she a gangbanger or is she like a lesbian with a strap on hitting the bitches on the back? You know? No. That was not a funny question. That was a serious question.
Wow.
Which is what kind of hitter? What kind of hit is she? Is she hitting shit or is she killing shit? Which one?
It might be a little bit of both.
Oh shit, I know it. You from damn Lexington? All y'all nasty. Don't even say that y'all nasty.
Oh my god! See, there we go. Here we go. Back on it.
Now look, what I'm gonna do right is
the vibe.
We only
killed.
Got like
killed it.
we got like 10 minutes left, right? So I'm unscript this call, you know, because this might be, you know, you talking about. So area code 336. You're unscripted. You want to say something?
Yes, this is Trinity Duquesne. I was just calling in to support.
Hey, Trinity.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, well, you know I was going to call in, girl.
Yes,
but
thank
you. I was just calling in to support. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss Trinity, you know what I mean, for calling in. You know
Trinity
anybody that want to come and get us?
She's also a writer. She does publishing, editing. She does it all, promoting, anything, proofreading, whatever, formatting, whatever. So anybody that's listening, if you need some assistance, help, or whatever, you can inbox her on Facebook, Trinity Duquesne. You can check out, I mean, she does it all.
She need to be unscripted as well. She do all
she,
that.
She
yeah.
does. She does. She
to be
does.
Honest.
She definitely
to
does.
Be honest. You know, to be honest, you know what I mean? And you know, we're gonna go ahead and put you back on hold, Ms. Duquesne. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and put you back on hold. And you know, whenever you wanna come on here. You know what I mean? It's nothing. You know, real talk. But
just don't be from Kentucky, because they're gonna try to eat you alive. Please don't.
Oh,
hey,
my
now, that ain't,
and like
that,
light skinned dudes, because if you don't, it's gonna be a problem.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Hey, you know that ain't true, Adrian. I was trying to show you some KY love, but you split us apart. You start doing that Lexington and Louisville
what?
Shit. I'm trying to show you love. You talk, oh man, like Lexington, no Big Blue and all this. Like, oh man,
so Big Blue Nation all day. Calahoo?
Oh man. Okay. Well, let me throw this question at you, you know, Miss Adrian, you know what I'm saying? But what do you, you know, not sound harder, but what do you do? What do you do first? Do you write your story first, then come up with the title, or do you write the title and try to make the story fit the title?
Oh my God. Okay, I am not really a title person. I write the book first. I come up with a concept of what I feel is appropriate for a title, but I can write like 3 or 4 books and still be trying to sum it up in a title. Titles are hard for me because, you know, my books are like my babies, you know, so it's hard for me to put everything that I worked on into like 4 words or 5, you know. So definitely write the book, the synopsis, the acknowledgments, all that type of stuff. The title, oh God. I mean, if you can come up with titles real quick, fast, and in a hurry, then, you know, I applaud you, because that's always hard for me. Very difficult.
Okay. Oh, understood. And you know,
okay.
This is a question we ask our rap, the underground hip hop dudes. We unscripted a lot of times. You know what I mean? Who are some of your? I ain't gonna say your top five, but who are some of your, or maybe your only? You know, who are your favorite authors that you look up to and who you are inspired by?
Well. There are so many that I love, so I don't want to offend anybody if I leave you out, but just because I was put on the spot, I'm just going to name a few people. I love Terry Blakely. She's kind of a new author. Queen Kai, I hope I pronounced it right, K-I, love her books. Let me see. Then my baby sis, Rashonda Lene, she's a writer. I love her. Raquel Williams, love her. Trinity Duquesne, love her. Author T. Friday, love her. Little baby sis, Christine, love her. Shamel Carter, love her. Nika Michelle, love her. Like, it's so many people I can name. Then I don't want to leave the fellas out.
Please don't.
Willie LeBlanc, love him. He's cool. You know, I mean, it's like so many people.
Hey, you know something about Willie? Hey, Miss Cut. You know something about Willie LeBlanc?
Come on.
Yeah. That's my homie. You know, I'm about to tell you something about Willie LeBlanc. You know that song you heard coming in, the intro song? That's Willie LeBlanc's beat.
No.
That's his beat. Yeah.
And I told him I told him my interview was today. I don't know if he was on Facebook or checked it out. He'll probably, you know, hear about it later. But yeah, that's what's up. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's his beat. I've been telling him to come on here. You know, but he's one of them dark-skinned dudes that I'm pretty sure don't like light-skinned dudes. You know what I mean? Don't like light-skinned people. You know what I mean? So he probably gonna come on here, you know, because you know. But as long as you like
there
this,
now.
Yeah, I bet told him. You know what I'm bored to be. Yeah, I bet told him. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, wait till I get on Facebook. I'm like, you need to get on here because you know they talking some cash money about dark skinned brothers. You got that was giving y'all the business.
Hey, don't say. Make sure you single out C. Hicks because you know I'm dark skinned. So I ain't talking shit about dark skin. Yeah, make sure you single out C. Hicks.
C. Hicks. Talking cash money on the line. Okay. All you got to do is tell him.
Say, hey, you know the one host that spit that garbage over your beat. The beat. That's the reason why you won't come on the show.
Hold up. I'm about to mute though.
Here we go.
That was muted. I just muted though because that was. That was, you know what I'm saying? That was hurtful. You know what I mean? Yeah. Did you like the song, though? Did you like it?
Yeah. I liked it.
That's all you got to tell Willie LeBlanc, man. He spit some opposite of what Doe said. You know what I mean? He spit the opposite.
Oh,
he did something nice.
Hey, but look. But Adrian, he muted me, and then like a light-skinned nigga, he needed reassurance. He gonna ask you, did you like that joint? If you would have said nah, you would have crushed him. He would have cried.
I would have muted her.
I'm supposed to be on the show, and he told me call it. Well, you can call in two or three minutes before. But you gonna mute me 2 or 3 minutes before it's over with. That's just.
I would have muted you and brought Trinity back on. We would have been, you know, finished the unscripted with Trinity. We didn't, you know, better get a taste of it. But listen, we only got one more minute, Adrian, man. So please give out all your shout outs. Let everybody know you can be found on social media, anywhere, any websites, anything. Get your shout outs on. Let them know, you know, where they can find your books and everything. Please do. It's on you.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Facebook, Adrian L. Cunningham. You can find me on Instagram, Redbone Beauty 80s. All my books are available on Amazon. Some are in paperback form. All of them are on ebooks. I will be getting my paperbacks formatted by Trinity Duquesne to call in. So, you know, inbox me, holler at me, give me a shout out. Much love to Lexington and the whole state of Kentucky. Much love to everybody in Alabama, Talladega, Huntsville, Decatur, everywhere. I love you guys. Tennessee, everywhere. Love everybody.
Okay. Okay, then. And Miss Trinity Duquesne, you know, my book ain't even out yet, so I might, When I get out of Facebook jail, I'll holler at you. But we got 10 seconds left. We up out of here. Unscripted. And we unscripted. You know what I mean? Just unscripted. And we out. Light skin power.
Unscripted. Oh, we out. God.